The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, it is a great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal that not only are we given the magnificent Ramadan and Mubarak, but we are given beautiful sehris, morning meals to complement it. Subhanallah. Without these, some of us may struggle to find energy, but Allah Azza wa Jal, through His blessings and His mercies, says that in the morning, have this beautiful meal at the right time. Subhanallah Rabbil Alameen. Now the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't need to eat. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sometimes fast without eating. But for us, it is difficult. And so the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the beautiful sunnah of sehri. Now some people, they boast that, oh, I don't need to do sehri. And I'll quote you a very beautiful saying. Sayyidina Shaykh Sharfuddin Rahmatullah Alayhi said that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed me with so much strength that I can spend my whole life without eating and drinking and fulfilling my other needs. But I avoid doing so because this is not the sunnah of my beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah. How beautiful is that? To me, he says, abiding by the sunnah is better than 1,000 years in worship. Subhanallah. This is why beauty lies in the sunnah. And it is the beautiful sunnah of Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do sehri mubarak. Let me share with you a beautiful story. Sayyidina Samra bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala, he was working in the fields and he was fasting at the same time. So he comes home after a long day and he says to the mother of his children that, can I have food? And she says, it's still being made. So he falls asleep. And in those days, you could not eat food after waking up. So the next day he fasts again without having anything to eat. Resultantly, he becomes very weak and eventually he passed out. Upon this, the creator of the heavens and the earth, having mercy on his creation, sent a beautiful verse of the glorious Quran, Surah Baqarah, verse 187, translation from Kanzul Iman. And eat and drink until the white thread becomes distinct to you from the black thread at dawn, then complete the fast till the coming of the night. Subhanallah. And in this ayah mubarakah, the reference to the black thread and the white thread is night and dawn. Subhanallah. Now, there are many, many blessings of doing sihri. Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a beautiful hadith mubarakah in Sahih Bukhari Sharif, has said, eat sihri because it is blessed food. Subhanallah. You're eating, you're fulfilling your desires, you're filling your stomach, but the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla is descending on you. So why not take that opportunity just to sleep a little bit extra? No, it's not worth it. So why don't you get up for sehri, pray tahajjud, sit down with your family, have this Madani environment, put on Madani channel and listen to the beautiful Madani pearls and do sehri. The atmosphere is amazing. Brothers and sisters, all year, look around, look forward to have that atmosphere in the morning where, alhamdulillah, the children are getting up and the youngsters and the elderly, and alhamdulillah, everybody's gathered around. And then the young ones, you know, the 5-6-year-olds will get up and they entertain everybody. And alhamdulillah, the atmosphere is amazing. And these are beautiful Madani sehris. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the distinguishing factor between us and the people of the book lies in eating sehri. In another hadith in Mubarakah, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Azza wa Jal and His angels send mercy upon the people who eat sehri. Subhanallah. So you're sat there, you're eating sehri with your family, you're eating the food you want, you know, desire, and yet Allah Azza wa Jal and His angels are sending mercies upon you. Subhanallah. How blessed is this time of the morning in sehri. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to one of his beautiful companions, come and eat the blessed food. So the food itself is blessed as well, subhanallah. In another hadith in Mubarakah, Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, eat sehri to gain strength for fast
and take rest, siesta, in the afternoon to gain strength for worship at night. Subhanallah. The blessings of Sihri are amazing. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Sunan al-Kubra hadith mubarakah, Sihri is a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. He has granted you this, so do not miss it. Subhanallah. And you know, everything we eat, we will be held accountable for as well. But there are three meals that Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't hold you to account for. One is what the fasting person eats at the time of iftar. Two, the one who eats sihri, anything you eat in sihri, you will not be questioned about. And three, the warrior who protects the Islamic border in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, he can eat what he wants without accountability. So this sihri food is very, very blessed. Now, we need to make sure that we do sihri in a proper way, not just in accordance with the sunnah way, sitting down with the family, reading Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, reading the dua for eating, and making sure you wash your hands before, and making sure you eat in accordance with the sunnah with three fingers, but also you make the right intentions, that this food that I'm eating is going to give me the strength to worship Allah Azza wa Jal during the day and please Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Once a beloved companion was called by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, come for a blessed breakfast. So let's all have this blessed breakfast. But when we do, remember this, if you eat the wrong foods after a few days, your stomach will get upset and you won't be able to enjoy Ramadan and maximize your worship. If you eat too many fried foods, even in the morning with parathas and curries and everything else, you will struggle after a few days because your body can't handle this meal in the middle of the night. But if you eat in moderation, alhamdulillah, this sihri is truly a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. And make sure that you have this meal because it's blessed, but make sure you do it in moderation. Eat healthy foods. And let me recommend you five healthy fruits. Eat plenty of fruit, including bananas, because bananas are a good source of potassium and they're a good source of energy. And they help you to get through the day. Then oats. Oats are another good form of food, which release the energy slowly, so you feel full for a longer time. So, have oats in the morning, have lentils. They are complex carbohydrates, so they break down gradually over the day, so you don't feel hungry. Then, plenty of honey and milk. What a beautiful cup of honey and milk, and that will not only fill you, it will feel nice and smooth and warming, but also it has so many benefits in it. Why? Because the Quran says there is shifa, there is cure in honey. Then, if you're having eggs and you've not got high cholesterol, fine. If you've got high cholesterol, take out the yolk, but the white of the eggs is very good. It's very strong for you. And then, dates. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to eat dates for sihri time. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to recommend these dates. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to me, I intend to fast, give me something to eat. So I used to give some dates and water in a cup. And there is a hadith in Mubarak, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, dates are an excellent sihri. For a believer, dates are an excellent sihri. So in the morning, try and have some dates, 3, 5, 7, if you can, and with some Abi Zamzam if you've got it in your home. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, this will create a beautiful sihri for you. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the blessings of this beautiful meal during the night. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.